Postcards from Greece with Father Peter Alban Hears. Father Peter is the founder and first to serve as editor of Divine Ascent, a journal of Orthodox faith, and the founder and current head of Uncut Mountain Press. He is a PhD candidate at the Theological School of the University of Thessaloniki, where he has also completed his undergraduate studies and master's degree in dogmatic theology. In this podcast, Father Peter shares with us his 13 years of experience of living the faith and serving the church in Greece. Here's Father Peter.
Welcome to another postcard from Greece. In today's program, we're going to be discussing an issue that has garnered a great amount of attention here in Greece, but has remained practically unknown outside of Greece, both in the ecclesiastical press and in the secular press. It's an issue that raises a lot of eyebrows and stirs emotions, and has earned the condemnation of many ecclesiastical men and institutions here in Greece. It's an issue that has 14 bishops against it, publicly stating their opposition, and an issue that has the holy community of Mount Athos officially condemning this new development in Greece. 24 elders, spiritual children of Elder Paisios on Mount Athos, have come out with a text urging the faithful away from this new development and by all means to not be a part of it. And the Holy Synod of Greece has issued two press releases and has met on a number of occasions urging reservation and a great deal of skepticism from the faithful toward this particular development. Professors of theology and well-known ecclesiastical men and writers have come out against this new development, warning the faithful away from it. What is this that has garnered so much attention here in Greece? And what does it mean for us abroad, if anything? This will be the content of our program today and perhaps in future programs as well. Well, the new development is called in Greek η κάρτα του πολίτη, or in translation, the citizen's card. It's a new technology and use of technology on the part of the government for the interaction of the citizen with the government. It's a new kind of identification, but not only. It will serve not only as an identification card instead of the identification card to date, but it also serve as a way of interacting in any way with the government, but also in the buying and selling of everything in the Greek society. And I think this particular last point and other aspects of this card, the possibilities, the technological possibilities behind this card and what is available to those in power is what raises a lot of eyebrows and a lot of opposition from Christians, but not only. There are a lot of people in the Greek society, people who are not officially speaking on part of the church or not even Christians and not a part of the church officially in any capacity, who have come out against it. Consumer groups have come out against it. And people on the left and people on the right, communists and Republicans and Democrats and all the different flavors have come out against it. And so why is this government going ahead with it? Well, it's a part of their new plan, which is has passed through the parliament, of a total revamping of the public sector and the way citizens interact with the government. And they're calling it electronic governance. They're going to change, and supposedly what they're claiming is they're going to do away with bureaucracy and make it very easy through the internet for all the citizens to interact with their government. And this is kind of the hook, or the bait, I should say, in which to hook the citizen into accepting the card is because it is true that in Greece there is a tremendous amount of bureaucracy in a socialist state like Greece, where almost everything has to do with the state and passes through the hands of the state, whether it be, of course, the taxes, but also the health, every time you go to the doctor, every time you have any interaction with doctors, but also for all of the businesses. I mean, everything's connected with the state. And, of course, in this time of crisis, economic crisis for Greece, they want to squeeze every last euro out of the citizen. And so they're selling this as both a way to do away with bureaucracy, which again is the bait, but for their own purposes, supposedly for the good of the country, they want to catch more people in tax evasion and collect more money from each citizen. So one of the cards that will be eventually put into this super card, the citizen's card, is the buying and selling card, I guess is what you would translate it as. And that's a card that is used at every point of sale and that is transferred immediately from the banks to the government so that the government knows what you're buying and what you're selling so they can tax you. And now this card, which is just now being introduced, will in a very short amount of time, in a year or two, be incorporated into the citizen's card. And that way that they can make sure that they know what's going in and what kind of money you owe to the government. One of the many uses of the card and the goals of the government, it's also going to be applied to the health card. They're going to do away with the existing books that people carry around with them when they go to the doctor. They're going to introduce in the workplace a card which will eventually be used, become a part of the citizen card, which going to work and leaving work, you have to punch in so they know that you were there that day and you worked. And so there's a number of uses that they want this card to do and serve their purposes. And so from a technocrat standpoint, I think that they're very excited. But from the church's standpoint and from a lot of other people's standpoint here in Greece, this smells of totalitarianism. And of course, Greece is not alone in the introduction of this kind of thing, this kind of card. We have seen in England an attempt last year to introduce a card just like this, which was rejected actually by the people. And at this point in England, they are not going ahead with it. In Germany, it was accepted. In Russia, it's been accepted, but it's voluntary. In Romania, it's been put on the back burner for 3 years now. But it is in force in a voluntary way at this point in Austria, Belgium, Finland, Lithuania, Sweden, and Italy in the European Union. So this is not a phenomenon just unique to Greece. I think in Greece, they're trying to be really forerunners, you know, pathfinders in terms of technology, and they want to be ahead of everyone and make sure that they can use it for every possible conceivable use. And so that's what's kind of interesting about the Greek development. There, of course, will be in the card a microchip. Actually, there'll be two kinds of electronic microchips. I'm not really a tech whiz, but there'll be two kinds. One that will be manually, you have to take the card and put it in a reader, but also an RFID chip, which is all the rage now in the tech world, which will enable people from a distance to read the card. And this was what's really raising a lot of eyebrows here in Greece. And what people can foresee happening in a year or two or three's time here in Greece is that there'll be stations set around the city of Thessaloniki, for instance. And so if you pass by there, you go into a store, or you go to work, or you go to the doctor, or whatever you do throughout the day, the card will be read. And there'll be a massive computer station set up, which is part of the legislation just passed, down in Athens, I suppose, where the technocrats will be. And it's still unclear whether these technocrats will be public or private institutions. Of course, you can imagine if it's in a private institution and they have all this data, there's just tremendous amount of possibilities for abuse and tyranny for people whose minds are not humble and clean. There's a lot that they can take this information and use to manipulate the population. But again, if the use of this, what might be the development for this card on a daily basis in a practical way? Well, again, you get up and you go to work and you put the card in. You go and eat and use the card to buy your food. You go to the doctor, you use the card to go to the doctor. And you pass through a shopping mall, or you go to the governmental official, you go by, fill up the gas tank, whatever you can imagine, conceivably down the road, the government can place readers from a distance or with the card actually being put into the reader so that they will know where you've been, what you've done, how much you've spent, and all the rest. Kind of reminds people very easily of George Orwell's 1984, Brave New World of Aldous Huxley, but also it brings to mind for Christians the apocalypse, because We know that at the end of the world, in the time before the second coming of Christ, the world is going to be under a totalitarian system of the Antichrist, in which he will have global control and global power, and he will be able to regulate the buying and selling of the whole world. And if you do not have the implant, the chip, as many people think today, but in any case, the seal or the mark of the beast, you will not be able to buy and sell. So this is definitely raising a lot of eyebrows from a lot of people. As I said, there are 14 bishops who've come publicly out against this. A number of them have held gatherings of their clergy and together with their clergy have condemned it and said they will not have anything to do with this card and will not take it because they believe that the card is a means for not only totalitarianism in Greece, but eventually it's a forerunner to the mark of the beast. And the 24 elders and monasteries who come out have, of course, spiritual children of Elder Paisios have cited his teaching, which is very well known in Greece. And he has come out and said that before the mark, before the attempt to implant the mark in the hand or the forehead, as it's in the Book of the Apocalypse, there will be a card introduced. And that card will be one of the last steps before the mark, and that a Christian should not take the card. He did say that if people do take the card, it's not a denial of Christ, but it is a fall. This is a distinction he made. It's a spiritual fall. And so his witness has, of course, influenced many people in Greece not to be in favor of this card. I just want to name off these bishops, because I think it's important for people to know that we're not just talking about lay people or monks or, you know, professors, but we're talking about leaders of the church who are against this and who are calling on the faithful to avoid it and not take it. And so it's really quite an issue here. It, in many ways, raises a lot of issues in terms of not just the Book of the Apocalypse or the Mark of the Beast or whatever, but the whole witness of the church in society today and the place of the church and how the church works and the governance of the church and the voice of the church. It's very interesting to observe how things work here in Greece, I think, to see how the church works and how it should work. These bishops have come out against it. Some bishops who are well known outside of Greece, such as Nicholas of Mesogeias, who is written and who studied in America, or Ambrosius of Kalavrita, Anthimos of Thessaloniki, Nectarios of Kerkera, Nicholas of Lamia, Photiodides, he's the bishop of Lamia, Chrysostomos of Patra, Ignatius of Larissa, Jacob or Iakovos of Argolidos, Cosmas of Etelokananias, that's where St. Cosmas of Etelos is from and traveled. Seraphim of Piraeus, who's very outspoken and very well known in Greece for his work against these kind of developments. Andrew or Andreas of Konitsa, Kyrillos of Kifisa, and Seraphim of Kitharon, and Jeremiah of Gortinos are the 14 bishops that I know of, that I've seen and recorded as coming out publicly and speaking against the citizen's card. The Holy Mountain of Athos has issued an announcement, and I'm going to read that to you in a minute. Before I do that, though, I want to read to you what the Holy Synod of Greece has said about this new card and what they're concerned about. This new card, of course, we have not received a clear explanation from the government, and that's one of the problems that has created a lot of confusion. And the Holy Synod in November of last year, when the first meeting of this committee that was formed to look into the whole question, this committee was formed. It's the Synodical Committee on Dogmatic and Canonical Issues, headed up by the Metropolitan of Neapoli and Thassos, Procopios. And it has within it professors of science, dogmatic professors, and others who are specialists in the questions that are surrounding this whole issue. They issued a statement then. They are expecting and they are asking from the government to issue a text with the technical and legal presuppositions or what the card will contain. And that was issued in November of last year, that they wanted from the government an explanation. Well, nearly 8 months have passed, and there's been no explanation forthcoming. And that in spite of the fact that in the government, in the parliament, the whole bill on e-government has been passed. And that bill is essentially the door for which the card will be the key. In other words, without that bill, the card cannot function. And yet the card, it was not mentioned in the bill. So people are beginning to become very uneasy that the government is just going to introduce the new card with a executive order, as is done in America and other states today. An executive order without any reference to the parliament and without any giving any credence to the church or to the people who are against this. And therefore, the bill and the whole system is going to be in place. And then at the end of the year, they're just going to issue an executive order saying that now the card will be mandatory for all the citizens. And so 8 months have passed, and there's been no explanation forthcoming from the government to the church. And the church is very concerned and states that the freedom of the person and the whole question of personal freedom, and of course, the question of whether there will be any symbol of the devil, of the evil one, of the Antichrist in the card. These two issues, they've officially stated they want to be very on guard about it, and they call the faithful to be vigilant. And in their second statement issued a month later, in response to the government issuing a new text on the matter and opening it up to public discussion, their comments then, which is the last official text I have from the Holy Synod that I could find anyway. I think they've spoken about it again, but I could not find it, what they've said as of late. I think they're still officially waiting for a decision from the government. But then their comment, Holy Synod's comment, was that this text and this whole approach of the government is vague, self-contradictory, inconsistent, and confused, and that they are greatly reserved, have great reservations about the whole process of the introduction of this new card and this whole system of governance. And that's the Holy Synod. And to my knowledge, this date, that stance has not changed. In the meantime, since December until today, there's been a number of gatherings. In fact, I think I can count that I'm aware of three major gatherings in Thessaloniki and three or four in Athens, where tens of thousands altogether, if you count them all together, tens of thousands faithful turned out in front of the parliament in protest of this new development. And there were speakers from different quarters, including clergymen. And dioceses, especially over the last 2 months, have held gatherings. Conferences have been held in Thessaloniki and in Athens. People in the legal profession, in the medical profession, and in the, of course, the elders and bishops have come out and spoke at these conferences about this whole issue. So it's really garnered a tremendous amount of attention in Greece and especially in the church. And now I'm going to read to you what the Holy Mountain, Holy Community of Mount Athos has to say about the citizen's card. Now this is issued in early May, the 5th of May. That's 5.5 months after the first announcement from the Holy Synod. The Holy Community met and issued this statement. They say, I'm going to just get right to the point because they say some introductory comments, but they say that the citizen's card identifies and essentially transforms the citizen into a number of the system of this new e-government. It obscures the person and makes the community more impersonal. That's my own commentary. And they go on to say that the citizens of Greece are now going to be incorporated into an electronic system, which then controls and processes the data of their personal life, their economic activity, their health work, their social status, the social behavior and movement, and thus essentially will do away with their personal freedoms such as, they don't state this, but I think they're implying privacy and potentially freedom of movement and freedom of association. They go on to say, because the system, this new e-governance system, has the potential to easily be updated and developed, the card, which has the RFID technology and the chip and can be updated and developed, because of this potential for development, there is a clear danger to Christians that their religious freedom of conscience can be violated, thus depriving them of the possibility to freely confess their faith. Now, I think what the Holy Fathers mean here is that the violation of their freedom of conscience can happen without their approval because they don't know what's in the card. They won't have access to the information. Only those technocrats of the government will be able to open and manipulate the information in the card. And so therefore, things can be placed in there which are anti-Christian, symbols or other things, as you'll see now they mention in the text. They go on to say, because furthermore, the authority of administration of this electronic governance system is given to entities whose public or private nature is still unclear. And moreover, that this bill, this electronic governance, gives them, these technocrats, the facility to add or remove the card's data. There exists the possibility that the faithful will, through the card and without their knowledge, be employing anti-Christian symbols. And of course, I think what they have in mind is the symbol of the man of iniquity, the 666. But also, there are many anti-Christian symbols today in use in Europe and in America. Many Christians aren't aware of them because they don't understand the meanings, but there are indeed many satanic symbols being used in society today. They may be referring to those as well. They continue, for all of these reasons, everything we've said in this text, the holy community of Mount Athos expresses its great uneasiness and fervently calls upon the Hellenic government not to commence with the issuing of the electronic citizen's card. Furthermore, it recommends that all Orthodox Christians continue using the conventional means of identification. We are opposed, in conclusion they state, we are opposed to the imposition of such a card as compulsory. And as a footnote, as a kind of an end note, let's say, they state that Orthodox Christians do not forget that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That's from John's first epistle, 4:4. And he has overcome the world. However, this does not therefore imply our agreement with compulsory activities deprived of freedom. So they want to point out here, I think, an objection that's raised by many that, well, you know, we're not afraid, it doesn't matter, we're not afraid of the Antichrist. And of course, that's not the issue, but in any case, people often say that, even some bishops have said that, well, this is really not an issue because we're not afraid of anything and we're not afraid of the Antichrist, and Christ has overcome the world and all the rest. But as they say, this does not mean, therefore, that we are just indifferent and go on along and agree with such unfree, compulsory activities on the part of the government. There are two main thrusts on the part of the people and the faithful in Greece against this. And of course, the one is something that's common with people all around the world and in America, and that is the whole question of the rights, the freedoms in a free society, and that this is an encroachment on the freedom of movement and freedom of privacy, all the different freedoms that people should have in a free society. But then there's a deeper issue for an Orthodox Christian, and that is the whole question of the deception of the evil one and the increase of evil in the world and therefore the eventual appearance of the man of iniquity and how this all plays into that. In the next program, I'm going to read to you a speech given at one of these conferences by an elder of Mount Athos, an abbot of Mount Athos, who was asked to speak at a conference of several thousand people here in Thessaloniki. And I think it would be very instructive for all of us because he gets into both details of the whole issue, which will better explain what is this citizen's card all about. But also more importantly, he gives us guidance from the Holy Scriptures and from the Fathers as to how we should understand and what our stance as Christians should be in front of these dangers and these developments. So in the next program, I hope you'll join us hearing a word from Holy Mountain on this very interesting and important issue that is not, of course, affecting just Greece. Is coming to America. We'll talk about that also in the next program, that in America there's also a attempt to introduce a national identification card and using biometrics and all the rest. And what does that mean for us as Orthodox Christians? Does it matter? Should we just be, you know, go on and live our life, or does this really affect us? Here in Greece, they seem to think it does. A lot of people do, including the Holy Synod and the Holy Mountain of Athos. So let's listen and hear what this word from the Holy Mountain and from the Church of Greece is for all of us. All of the Orthodox Christians around the world.
You've been listening to Postcards from Greece with Father Peter Alban Hears, the founder and current head of Uncut Mountain Press. This is a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.